Naked Girl by Jana Brooke Wallach. Narrated by the author. For my giant, loud and crazy, wonderful family. Never forget that the universe is a single living organism possessed of one substance and one soul, holding all things suspended in a single consciousness and creating all things with a single purpose, that they might work together, spinning and weaving and nodding whatever comes to pass. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations. Nobody leaves this place without singing the blues. Adventures in Babysitting. Prologue. Five Pictures, 1989. I only have five pictures of my mother. And she's naked in three of them. I keep the photos in the bottom of my Bee Gees backpack, in a jewelry box I took without permission. And if you look closely at the five pictures in order, you get almost the whole story. Picture one. A boudoir shot Jackson snapped. I recognize his chest trailing out of the frame, and his penis in my mother's hand. I found it in the downstairs bathroom, under the sink, on top of a stack of Jackson's Hustlers. The exposure has that stale fade of the 1970s. I threw it out once, but fished it from the trash later that day because I only have five pictures of her, and in this one, her hand looks just like mine. The rest of my mother was stunningly beautiful, a Minnesotan snow princess. She clashed with Jackson's hairy olive handsomeness, but found her way to my father, no doubt as high on his sensitive guitar licks as they were on their bottomless bag of grass. My parents, each mired in their own rebellions and reciprocally cool with free love, begat two babies in 2 years. My little brother City was their masterpiece, a doe-eyed demigod as brilliant as he was blonde. And 14 months before him, they had me. I have frizzy, charcoal-sketched hair, and I'm broad-backed, heavy-breasted and strong. I'm the sort of girl that men let carry her own bags, like I did today, boarding the plane. Picture two. Sabrina, 1972, is scrawled on the back. My mother sits up against a carved headboard, one knee bent like a sunbather, the other extended across the paisley bedsheets. Head tilted down, eyebrows raised, with a joint the size of a cigar in her teeth. 1972 was the year she got pregnant with me, when her parents, technically my grandparents, disowned us. Picture three, a duplicate print of the Groucho Marx smoking a Wonder Joint photo. I keep it because five pictures are better than four, even if one's a double. Picture four, my mother holds baby me and stares out at the ocean, wearing a men's undershirt with cut-off jean shorts, knee-high tube socks, striped green, then gold, then green, and dirty sneakers. The swollen round of her belly is baby Siddhartha growing inside. Jackson told me that she wore these clothes to jog for miles and miles. I was too young to remember, but when I look at the picture, I do. When she got home and undressed, Jackson spanked her bare ass, and she whooped. I laughed, because they laughed. That's what babies do. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, 1973, is written on the back. And you can see she's fully stoned, because that lightness is there on her face. The tops of her cheekbones push at the corners of her eyes as she tips her chin up into the breeze. I often stare at this photo until my eyes lose focus and everything real blurs into a dream. Picture five. My mother holds baby Siddhartha like he's contagious. I'm down at her leg, a chubby crying toddler, forehead pressed against her thigh, in a kitchen I don't recognize.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?